How did your anniversary weekend go, Jennifer?
Well, you know, Tom and I went to a hotel I found on the internet, and we had a perfectly nice time there. But when it was over and I went to pay, I realized I hadn't looked closely enough at the price. It wasn't for the two of us, it was per person. I went back to our suddenly twice as expensive room, and I had to confess to my husband. But actually, he'd known the price all along and said not to worry, and that we could afford it. But that wasn't the point. I actually felt cheated out of a better experience. My husband had been enjoying a really expensive weekend, and I hadn't.
Well, researchers at Stanford University wouldn't be surprised at that. They asked people to try a wine marked with a $5 price tag and then one with a $45 price tag. And, of course, they preferred the more expensive one, even though the wine came from the same $5 bottle. In a sense, I suppose people should buy expensive wine if it really gives them additional pleasure. And they did the same experiment with painkillers with the same results.
Yes, I'd say people will pay more for anything, whether it's a fast car or a packet of potato chips, if they think it's better quality. And if paying $45 for wine makes you happy, why not? But don't you think some of these experiments are misleading, though? I mean, the way they're set up.